As restrictions lifted at the U.S. border this week for many fully vaccinated travelers, many people were eager to cross to reunite with relatives. Some hadn't seen each other since before the border closed non-essential travel nearly 2 years ago. But while some families were finally reconnecting, not everyone was so lucky. From KJZZ's Front Terrace Desk, Kendall Blust and Murphy Woodhouse report on both sides of the border from Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Sonora.
Some of the things people missed most during the 19 months of restrictions were the simplest.
Cada viernes, yo traía a mi esposa al hacer su compra de mandado.
For Manuel López and his wife, María Tonita Becerra de López, those included their weekly shopping trips north of the border, only complete with a Denny's breakfast. It's a tradition they established some 40 years ago, Becerra de López says, but their Monday night visit was different. It's a celebration of their first trip back to the United States since March of 2020, and the first time they've been able to sit down to a meal like this as a family in nearly 2 years. For Becerra, being separated from family has been the hardest part of the pandemic. And she's not alone. Many of those crossing the border in recent days were doing so to reunite with loved ones. Some met new grandbabies for the first time in person. Others finally embraced parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles after what for many felt like an unbearably long wait.
Triste y traumático.
Porque pues somos una familia muy unida y en esos días o momentos no.
Cesar Valenzuela calls it traumatic. He and his wife, Patty Lopez, crossed the border with her parents Monday afternoon. They're a close family, he says, like many Mexican families. Actually, they joke they might be a bit more extreme. But over the past year and a half, they've missed graduations and housewarmings, were unable to care for sick loved ones, like Valenzuela's father, who underwent a major surgery.
Aparte de la Navidad y los cumpleaños y todo eso.
And of course, Patty Lopez says, that's on top of all the birthdays and holidays. Even so, they know they've been lucky. They knew people who couldn't cross the border even to attend loved ones' funerals. And Patty's sister, Mara Moraila, who lives in Nogales, Arizona, has been able to cross the border almost weekly to bring them what they need from the United States. That didn't replace their family visits, though.
No.
And they're still waiting to be together as an entire family again. That will finally happen at Thanksgiving when they'll all gather in Tucson.
Como que estoy despertando.
Manuel López says it feels like waking up, like the past 2 years of his life have been erased. Now he just hopes the pandemic stays at bay so his family won't have to go through this again. But as Murphy Woodhouse reports, the hard times aren't over for everyone just yet.
As cars drove into the United States Monday morning through the downtown Nogales port of entry, a group of asylum seekers and advocates were protesting what struck them as an indefensible contradiction: the reopening of the border to non-essential trips while remaining closed to asylum seekers through the ongoing Title 42 policy, which allows the U.S. to quickly turn away migrants. One speaker called on President Biden, with all due respect, to imagine his family being in the situation of thousands of asylum seekers, enduring months of uncertainty and danger along the border. Earlier that day, a Mexican family presented themselves at the downtown port in hopes of starting their asylum process. Later that morning, at the offices of the Kino Border Initiative, which supports and advocates for migrants and asylum seekers in Nogales, Sonora, the father, Leo, recounted the experience. He only gave a first name, citing fears for his family's safety and threats made against them by local criminal groups.
Yo llegué, mostré la vacuna que...
He says customs officials asked if he was vaccinated, part of the new non-essential visitor screening, and he told them that he was. But ultimately, like thousands of asylum seekers before them, he says they were turned away. He says it's unjust that people are now able to cross simply as tourists, while he and others are unable to ask for protection from the dangers they face in their home countries and in Nogales itself. And it's not just asylum seekers who are still locked out. Millions in Mexico received vaccines that aren't recognized by U.S. officials for crossing, like Sputnik and CanSino. The latter was given widely to teachers in the country, including Nogales Sonora Spanish teacher Brenda Varela. She says she's frustrated that the vaccine she received doesn't allow her to cross, but she thinks the U.S. U.S. could use other tools like COVID tests to ensure the safe passage of people like her.
Pero no es la necesidad como antes de que,
but her need to cross has diminished. She used to go to Arizona 2 or 3 times weekly, like many along the border. But over the last 20 months, she's found ways to get what she needs without crossing. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Nogales, Sonora.